Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
What is it?
Hello.
Oh, never mind. Go ahead, Jay.
Hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
You're on.
Stop.
Well, I don't.
Are
I can't
you okay?
hear myself.
You're there.
Hello?
Hi.
I can hear me.
Oh, I can hear you.
Oh, my gosh. Go ahead, Jay.
Monday, 6/24/24.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. Welcome back.
I'm having a little trouble over here because
hair looks great.
What I've realized is, thanks, although I didn't put any product in it, I'm out of product, so it's a little... I feel like you and I have pretty much the same hair today.
Just straw?
What? Straw, yeah. There's straw hair that's turning gray.
Yeah.
That's the hair that we have.
Yeah, congrats.
What a look! No, these, I went to put my headphones on, and I'm like, what are these headphones? These are like station-supplied headphones.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, where are my headphones?
Are yours at home or something?
Yeah, remember I did the show at home last Monday and Tuesday.
I remember it like it was last Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, and we haven't worked since then.
No.
And so someone must have plugged in a different pair of headphones over here. It's very nice of them, however.
Very nice.
They're squeezing my head so tight. Does it look like my head? Yeah, oh, my gosh. Are these built for a child?
They look like they're built for, maybe your granddaughter.
What does Steve has? Does he have good headphones?
I doubt it.
He probably has station headphones.
No, I think, he actually has nice
ones. I'm going to go look through Diamond's desk.
Oh,
what do you
baby.
Think? Jim Diamond has to have nice headphones.
He's got the same ones I do.
You don't have that voice and not have nice headphones, because then you couldn't hear yourself.
Hey, congratulations, Roberta. Am I supposed to say that on the air? Happy last week of work for Roberta.
Yeah, because it's a good
I think
thing.
She's
retiring.
Yeah, congrats.
It's not like Roberta's, has been asked to leave.
Thanks to Tom. Welcome back. Thank you, Tom. It's part of his message.
Hey, Tom.
Always good to hear from you, Tom. Appreciate
it. How's the garbage, man?
How's the garbage, man? He said garbage, man.
What does Tom do now exactly? I feel like he's done it so long as a city sanitation engineer.
Is he city? Is he county? What is he, city?
I don't know. I can't remember. I thought he used to be city.
No, he used to be county. I think he picked up my trash
Watch it. I thought he was city for a while.
Well, I mean, is it what?
Well, he's done it for so long.
Is one better than the other? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. You're the one who asked.
No, I just was curious.
I don't know for sure,
Well, we
Jay.
Should know. He's been our friend for like 25, 30 years.
So, Tom, text back in with something that answers all these questions.
City of Cheney now, guys.
City of Cheney. Yeah. Oh, moving on up.
Yeah. Been busy cleaning up the move-outs from Eastern.
Oh, what? That has to be tempting to go through it. That is garbage.
I would.
Oh, 100%. I feel like going through college kids' garbage could be kind of tempting.
Or kind of gross.
Yeah, there's no in-between, is there?
No, I mean, I don't think they have a lot of value, It's not like they're like, oh, man, this is a really expensive chair.
Yeah, you're right. They don't have anything. You might find, they're not going to throw away full beers.
By the way, when we turned in the rental car yesterday.
Because you were on a little trip.
Yeah, there was a guy, the rental car guy, he's carrying along a couple of bottles of water, unopened bottles of water.
What city was this in?
Omaha? We were in Omaha, yeah.
Okay.
So my wife had an unopened bottle of water. I don't know if you know that. You can't take that on the plane.
No, you cannot.
So the guy's like carrying, he had like a cardboard box that had some alcoholic beverages originally in it. And then a couple of bottles of water. And so we were getting ready to throw it away. She goes, oh, do you want a full bottle? I mean, do you guys take full bottles of water? He goes, oh, yeah, we do. And because, it's hot. I don't know if you heard about it in the Midwest. It's a little warm.
A little warm.
And So he's like, yeah, we do. And she goes, or maybe it looks like you might have a little something else there. And he goes, sometimes depending on what the situation is, you will look at a person, you immediately analyze them.
Yeah,
can you say?
Do I give the corporate answer or do I give my actual what I want to say?
Yeah. And so he goes, well, it doesn't have in it what it originally had in it to lead us to believe that someone didn't just give him like 5 beers.
Right.
Right.
As much as you wish.
Yeah. And he's like, so he's carrying it. So my wife hands him the other bottle and she goes, nah, that's too bad. Kind of like that. Yeah. Then he realizes,
oh, I'm safe.
It's okay. And then he goes, I'm not saying what's in there though. I was like, oh, boy.
It's not what was originally in there,
something's in there. Yeah.
A bottle of vodka.
And I thought, well, what a tip for the guy cleaning
I never thought about that with the rental car that probably happens a ton, right? Where you're just like, well, we can't take it with us, so here you go.
Is it better to tip him or maybe somebody at the hotel? Probably the hotel, right? Because they're actually cleaned your room, maybe. Although, you know what? People who did our room, they didn't deserve a tip.
Yeah, that's...
Holy.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Kevin, how excited are you right now?
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
Kevin James.
That did not seem like that.
No, I am really excited. I don't know what for, but I'm excited, Jay.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, everybody.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Welcome back to you, too. I don't know if you went anywhere, John, but, you know.
Jay, let me tell you, I got some stuff on my mind right off the bat this morning. And it actually all revolves around my granddaughter because... She got a lot going on right now.
She got a lot going on.
I'm hoping she turns 5 in a couple weeks.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that the phase she's in, when she hits 5, it's just like a switch and it shuts it off.
Okay. What phase are we in?
She can be as sweet as can be, but...
Of course.
She's got a little bit of... attitude, a little defiance going on. A typical stage. Kids go through it,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
But it's not fun to deal with.
No.
And you know when it's really not fun to deal with? When they live with you. It would be fine, I think, if I was just grandpa who saw her once in a while and she would just be sweet and we'd have fun. And then her dad would be like, she's a monster at home. And I'd be like, I can't believe it. She's always perfect here. right?
That's exactly
it. We've all been through that.
Yeah.
And you're like, but no, I get to see it all.
Yeah.
Well, two things over the weekend. First of all, this morning I get in my car, and as I go to get in my car, I see some St. Patrick's beads hanging around the mirror.
Okay.
On my side of the car. And I thought, oh, funny, Amelia, you put... Because that's like, she'll be like, Papa, I pranked you.
I see.
She loves pranking.
Yeah.
So I took them off, whatever. Then I start driving to work, and I see something flopping around on the passenger side.
Like outside of the car or inside?
Yeah, okay. She has it... Both were outside the car.
I got it.
She has a St. Patrick's Day giant tie. Like, how I had like this great big green tie.
The costumes are in a box somewhere that she has access to, apparently.
You know what? My fault. Because they were setting out, because I got a bunch of stuff out, a bunch of props out for a photo booth for the wedding over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
And
sure.
I had moved those and left those laying out. So... It's on me.
They
were left out for her to play with.
I got you. And normally not a big deal.
No.
No, but she pranked you.
And it was fine. She pranked me. So then I've got something blowing on the side of my car, which wasn't a big deal, except for when I went by the STA, there was a bunch of guys standing out there, and they were all looking at me like, what is that? Oh, just a big green flag. It doesn't...
Does it have a meaning? What does it mean?
That's exactly what it was. Right, they were like, what does that mean?
I know what that
means. What's he protesting?
Yeah, I know what that means. He means he's against...
Right.
Green.
Something, and I was just like, no, guys.
I want the world to be green. That would have been
it's nothing.
No, it's
and
just a
the
tie.
Other one of her today is that I went to get some audio for the show today. Some really good Luke Combs audio.
Yeah.
And I went to get it, follow it onto TikTok, which I forgot. On Friday, I found out I no longer have TikTok on my phone.
Oh, no.
So she once in a while gets on my phone, and the deal is she's
against the propaganda.
You watch YouTube Kids, and you play the little. There's a little folder called Education, PBS Kids Games,
okay.
ABC Mouse, Lingo Kids. Those are the things she's supposed to do.
Right.
But she keeps going to my social media.
Ah, boy.
And we'll look over and she'll be watching, you know, for some reason, like Snapchat stories or something. I don't even know what they are. But she'll be watching that. And I'll be like, no, Amelia, it's not good. That stuff's rotting your brain. Her and her dad and her dad and I both tell her that all the time.
Rotting your brain?
It's rotting your brain. Yeah. Shut that stuff off. If you're going to be on that, you can't be on Papa's phone. So I deleted Snapchat, deleted something else that just said I don't use.
Yeah.
But I go to get on TikTok on Friday, and it's not there.
Nothing.
And I'm like, what happened to my TikTok, Amelia? And she said, oh, yeah, Papa, that stuff's rotting your brain, so I deleted it.
That's great.
And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Papa's brain's already rotten, honey. You can't get any worse.
Yeah, I was like, this brain is rotten,
this
girl.
Thing's rotten to the core, yeah, sweetheart. I appreciate it, but a little late.
I don't need your help.
Yeah. You can't go back. Sorry.
Yeah, so it was just one of those where I was like, well, careful what you say, Papa,
because right. Oh, man.
Apparently it can come back to haunt you. So I've got to download TikTok, and then maybe I'll have some good Luke Combs audio for you.
Yeah, Jay. Please do, yeah. I did notice that there was a child in the airport yesterday that was like, I don't know, I want to say like 4.
Okay.
Which, you know, I mean, your granddaughter's age.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just like, was having a meltdown, just screaming, like, no, just like screaming and kicking and stuff like that. And
that was the air show Saturday, apparently.
That was the air show?
That's what, she had a little meltdown air show.
Oh, yeah. And so it was funny because we walked by, my wife and I walked by, and I don't know if you like block that stuff out. You know what I mean? Where you go, you're so distanced from it.
She's a kindergarten teacher. She has an off switch like nobody else, right?
She has that thing down pat. And she like looked at me and I looked at her and we both were like, did our kids do that? I don't remember. I don't think they did at that age. I don't even know. I
mean, probably a phase, right?
You just don't even.
You go through the little fits here and there and then you just go, yeah, I don't remember that.
You just block out the worst of it, whatever it was.
Now, when they continue to throw fits until late in their teens, then you do remember that.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So she goes, yeah, let me see how I feel. I'm like, that's fair.
That is always fair.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Mama, I'm not going to feel like doing it, but I'll do it for you.
Kevin James.
That is, yes. There you go. That's the spirit.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, Steve took a vacation day today. Well, I mean, this guy cannot stop taking days off.
I will tell you, it's all he does.
I mean, you know.
People always say, man, it feels like the Jay and Kevin Show takes a lot of vacation. Yeah, what about Steve?
Yeah, that guy, he's taken, I mean, since October, he's taken one.
Yeah, today.
One.
That's it. And I think last night, I texted him a little bit just to see how the weekend was.
Yeah.
Because he went to a wedding over in Seattle.
Right. So he's going to be exhausted from the long drive.
Yeah. Oh, can't wait to hear more about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
But he was like, yeah. I could tell he was almost itching to say, I think I'll just come in tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, he did say that to me multiple times over the weekend. So then finally I just said to him yesterday, in or out? What are we doing?
Yeah, in or out. That's what you always say to me too. You go, I'll be like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to take that Friday off or not. And you're like, well, I have it off. Do you want to take it off? And I'm like, I don't know. That was this last week.
Yeah. Actually. Yeah. Finally, I'm like, in or out, man.
And you're like, I just need a yes or no. I don't care one way or the other. I just need an answer.
Yeah. Either way, it's an okay answer.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. Then I'll take it off.
And out. Also, Kevin, since it is Audio Vault time here, my first Audio Vault clip is.
What?
Ha.
Oh. I don't know what this means.
Stayed with my mom and sister in Minneapolis. Flew in last Tuesday night. Got there kind of, you know, after dinner. Stayed there Tuesday night, Wednesday night. And my sister goes, is it okay in here? When we first get in the house. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, what am I going to say? No? I go, yeah.
I would have.
And she goes, okay, good, because I turned it off.
What?
And
air
said,
conditioning?
And I go, oh, you turned it off? And she goes, yeah, we had the heat on. And I looked at her. I thought she was kidding.
Didn't.
And I go, oh, you had the heat on? She goes, yeah, we had the heat on. And I'm like, what? Now, first of all, outside it's 90. And inside, it had cooled to 79, but she had shut the heat off. So you know what?
How hot do they want it?
80.
So for your mom and your sister,
80 indoors.
There's just no. Your mom's 94 now.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason you went there was to see her, celebrate her birthday.
Absolutely.
Your sister is what?
Old enough. Older than I am.
Older than you.
Yeah.
That's old enough. And they just apparently like it hot.
They like
huh?
it when it's 80 degrees. Yeah, they're just comfortable
Dang
when it's
almighty.
80.
How
yeah.
did you sleep?
Oh, fantastic.
I bet. The answer is wet. Slept wet.
No, we just had like a fan. We went, she's like, hey, there's fans in there if you want. I'm like, thank goodness. You know, it's a ceiling fan and then, you know, a couple other fans. It's fine. But it was just one of those like, wait, you had the heat on? Huh. All right. I mean, you could have had the heat on here, I would say, maybe a week ago.
Yeah.
I mean, because what was the high? It was like around 60 and
Absolutely.
Rainy.
It was in the 40s overnight. Yeah.
I mean, we didn't at our house, but you could if you really wanted to. But
it was, you weren't here Saturday, but it was hot. Saturday was officially the first, boy, that felt hot.
Yeah, my son, he called. He goes, hey, how about that air conditioning? I go, oh, yeah, you should turn that on. And he's like, okay, good. Just checking, just making sure. I'm like, yeah, don't check. Just do. Yeah. I go, how hot is it in there? Because it's like 82. I go, oh, good night.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
heavens.
You better change that before I get home because I've had to deal with it with my mother.
I'm going to want to sleep in something that's not, like, feels like a waterbed. I don't know if you saw it yesterday in the golf scenario, the PGA event with the protesters. Did you see that thing?
Yeah, I saw a clip on Instagram or something where they were tackling men on a...
On the 18th green.
On the green. Yeah, okay, is that where it was? And I didn't know what it was. It looked like they were dropping something on the...
Like powder, like paint or something. I don't know what it was.
And I wasn't really catching it at first. I was like, oh, that dude's spreading his dad's ashes or something.
Oh, you
didn't
know.
That's what I first thought because I saw like powder and I was like, oh, I mean, kind of a cool tribute to your dad if that's what you were supposed to do, but... And then I realized, oh, no, there's lots of them. There must be some protest.
Yeah.
What were they protesting?
Oh, boy.
That's my favorite part of the whole thing. Right off the bat, you can hear the crowd start to scream because four guys come running down this hill, and they've got this stop, and they're going to put it on the green.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Says it all. Oh, boy.
We've got a whole group of protesters here. And they've been tackled on the ground, on the green.
Now, new to golf, right?
At least it responded quickly, but we've got... I see four protesters that have been handcuffed.
Dang, in the NFL, they don't even show it anymore.
No.
In Major League Baseball, no, not doing it.
They just came flying down the hill out of the gallery.
Golf's like,
some red powder right in the area of the cup.
Yeah. Now, this guy, this is the guy who does the analysis on the PGA event, he starts thinking this is like you're supposed to, he's going to make this about golf.
Sure.
He's going to tell you how far the putt is. He's going to tell you about the footprints.
About 4 feet away. And as everybody was running around the green, you kind of wonder... What sort of footprints were left out there?
he doesn't even know. That's it looks like he's about 4 feet away. It's not a putt, guys.
That guy's that way everywhere.
It just doesn't matter.
He's at the drive-thru with his family.
Right.
He's like, oh, we're about 8 feet away from the drive-thru. It looks like the car in front of us has had a little bit of a tough lie there trying to figure out what to order.
And as everybody was running around the green, you kind of wonder... What sort of footprints were left out there?
Yeah, you are.
No,
you
just, not really. I kind of wondered what they were doing.
Yeah, I hadn't thought 1 minute about it. But once again, my favorite part.
Oh, boy.
Ah, boy, this garbage. they were protesting something, Kevin. I don't know. All I just saw was it said, what did it say? No golf on a dead planet. And I thought, well, you could probably still golf.
True.
I mean, a lot of hazards, I would think. More of a hazard, you know.
Believe me, rich people golf. They'd find a way.
Yeah, it's like, whatever. Have you ever noticed Ben Affleck seems to look angry a lot?
Yeah, he does.
RBF.
Resting Ben face.
He addressed it with Kevin Hart. And he's like, look, man. Yeah, I'm not mad, but I look mad.
I'm also a little bit shy. I also don't like a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. This is why people see me and they're like, well, this dude always mad. He's always bored. Because somebody has their camera sticking in my face and I'm like, okay, here we go.
So you are mad.
Yeah, in that situation, it sounds like he was mad. I wasn't mad until you put a camera in my face.
I'm like, look, I get all that. Like, you just want to come be left alone, live your life. Unfortunately, right. you're a celebrity and all that. I'm not mad, but.
Why is this dude always mad? He's always bored. Because somebody has their camera and sticking in my face. And I'm like, okay, here we go.
So basically, you are mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you look mad?
Oh.
Because you are mad.
He does, man. That look on his face so many times is just like, oh, doesn't look good, man.
Oh, no. Here we go.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You want to be my BFF and go to the lake and my brothers?
Ooh, wow. That, you have to say yes to that, Steve.
Is he extending an invitation that is not...
I just did.
Kevin James.
Can he do that?
I kind of do what I want with my brother and his stuff.
Oh, what a lucky boy your brother is.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
To the text line.
Steve's out today. He'll be back tomorrow. Did we just address that for the first text?
Oh, yeah.
We said it about 15, 20 minutes ago.
Producer Steve.
Yeah, where's Steve? Because, you know, he's never taken a day off. And then,
he never does.
And he took one off, and people are like, oh, where'd Steve go?
My joke is not going to be funny any longer. I have probably for 6 months, at least 3 to 5 times a week, which I only see him at work 5 times a week.
Right.
I come in first thing in the morning, and he's in his little studio, and I go, what are you doing here? I thought you had the day off.
Okay.
I do it all the time. And now it's not as funny because he actually took a day off. It may not have been funny to begin with.
It's still fine. It's just as funny. It hasn't gotten any less funny when it wasn't that funny to begin with.
Can I text you right now?
Can you text me?
Yeah, because I have something line? I wanted to say.
Yeah, the Rungi Furniture Studio line is 509-441-0999.
Did you witness any part of it? The airplane landing at University High School.
I think Horizon Middle School, Kev.
Horizon Middle? Okay, yeah, it says University Baseball Field.
Yeah, it's like, well it's funny. Funny, not funny, is my wife's at work today because, you know, even though school's out, you just go to work. I don't know why, but you go to work, and she's like, yeah, I'm looking out the window at that plane, that emergency landing. Yeah.
She can just see it.
Yeah, she can see it still sitting there, yeah. She goes, yeah, because... Well, apparently the principal had to be called after the emergency landing to shut the sprinklers off. And I thought, of all the things.
Well, I guess, yeah, because if they're out there investigating they don't want to get all wet.
Right.
Sprinklers
off. Hey, you think you could shut the sprinklers off so we can get to the emergency landing plane? But I guess everybody was fine, right? Nobody had a problem.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
I mean, wow, that's crazy.
I mean, thank goodness.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, I just wondered if you had the inside scoop on it. And look at that. You did because it's out in your neck of the woods and your wife has already seen the plane.
Yeah, she texted early this morning to tell me that, did you hear about it? I said, honey, I was with you all weekend. I say weekend. It was, you know, 5 days, but that's not the typical weekend. I don't know if you guys know that or not.
I'm reading the comments from Spokane News because that's what I like to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they did update that it was at Horizon Middle School's fields. You know, Lisa says, good job finding a safe location.
Yeah.
It wouldn't harm anyone else.
Yeah, that's
walkaway landing is wonderful. Hopefully everyone is safe.
Great point.
That's what Sue says. You know, again, glad everyone was okay. A lot of nice comments. And then there's guys like Nathan.
Oh, no.
Who I appreciate. Man, my West.
Try it again.
God dang it. 3, 2, 1. We can cut this part out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. My wife must have played pilot for the day. To the text line. Because he said.
I get it.
He goes on to say.
He goes on to say,
she's always running on E. So did they run out of fuel?
I don't know. I don't know the story. All I know is that they landed there.
That's kind of what it sounds like.
Ran out of gas.
Yeah. Then Andre says, yeah, his wife must have been the last one to fly it. So that's it. It must have run out of gas.
Oh, dang it.
How do you fly and not think about the fuel? Huh? That was from Levi. I could do this all day, but we won't.
I mean, it's only funny because nobody got hurt.
Right. 100%.
And yeah.
I want to just say that this is funny to say the whole gas thing is a woman thing, but I also would be guilty of doing that to your plane. I love to be on E, man.
I see the plane got a little crumpled there. I see it, and it looks very weird that it's not only on grass, but that the house is right behind. I used to know a person who lived in that house. That's got to be weird. Look out your back door, and there's a plane landing there on the field. Well, you know what? That's kind of his fault, because if you were a good husband, you'd get in and you'd be like, well, I expect it to be out of fuel. I'll just go ahead and, you know.
Especially a plane.
It feels like it's something you double check.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's not one of those where you just go, hey, buddies, you want to go out for a plane ride?
We probably don't know
the whole
story. Let's
chip in for gas. And
like the old days in high school, everybody kicking a couple of bucks.
Well, you only got... Can you get $30 in cash on number two?
Nice. By the way, $2.94 for a gallon of gas in the Midwest.
That is cheaper than here.
Yeah. It's weird to see a two. That's all I'm going to say. It's like when you pull up there and you're like, wow, okay. I kept thinking the same thing because, you know, they have something called, you know what E85 is?
Yeah, that's the ethanol 85. It's really...
Yeah, it's... A lot of corn in there or whatever, ethanol and whatever it is. Anyway, so it's always way cheaper. You know, burns hotter. I don't think you get as good mileage. Whatever, all the people who know the science, they'll tell you, yeah.
I've got my hand raised.
Yes, Kevin,
Because I don't understand the science of the corn fuel. Does the corn fall out of your exhaust pipe?
Yeah, and it looks just the same as when it went in.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
That's not funny.
look at that. That must be one of those E85 cars.
Well, I think a lot of cars, I mean, there's only certain cars that can't run on it. But anyway, yeah, that stuff was like 280 or something like that. It's just weird. It was weird. You know, when you made that noise, Kevin, it reminded me when I went to my wife's high school reunion, her 10-year high school reunion.
Yeah, you had a busy, you went and saw your mom for her 94th birthday.
Yeah.
Birthday.
Which, by the way, thanks to the texter, said, your mom's 94, holy smokes, how old are you? Okay, that was funny.
Yeah, that's fair. Right. And then you went to your wife's high school reunion.
Yeah, well.
In Omaha, Nebraska.
We also went to the cabin. You know, we had to do a couple things. So we drove up north first, and then we drove south, up north there.
Okay, went to the family cabin.
Uh-huh.
Did that. Got
did
it,
some
what,
wedding
got it
stuff.
Ready for your, wedding. God,
did some
right.
wedding stuff. Yeah.
So you guys are close to the wedding for Emma in August.
Had like three wedding meetings in one day.
How did you do with those?
I was great with them. I was really good with them. I paid attention, Kevin. I did my deal.
Okay.
And then we were at the reunion. The guy's like, oh, you're married to Denise, huh? I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes, yeah, you're the radio guy, right? I go, yeah. He goes, oh, terrestrial radio.
What? I mean, say you're an arrogant jerk without saying you're an arrogant jerk.
It's like
terrestrial radio.
Nobody says that.
No, like, arrogant jerks.
Terrestrial radio. And I'm like, nice to meet you too, buddy.
It's not a hot industry right now.